Glenn Ford is a writer and radio commentator and the executive editor of the Black Agenda Report. This week's commentary is about Walmart.
A new study is out showing that Walmart could easily pay employees $10 an hour while raising prices so marginally that even the megastore's lowest income consumers would hardly notice. The Center for Labor Research and Education at the University of California at Berkeley estimates that many workers at Walmart start out at just $7 to $8 an hour. If starting wages were raised to $10, it would make a substantial difference in the lives of these employees, but would only add 36 cents to the cost of an average shopping trip of a Walmart customer, about $9 extra for an entire year. And that's if Walmart passed every penny of the added labor cost on to the consumer. Sounds reasonable, then, that Walmart should not be fighting tooth and nail to knock down living wage ordinances in cities across the country. Labor researchers and unions have been making the case for years that modest wage increases would do negligible damage to Walmart's bottom line. Yet, the nation's largest corporation continues to resist like a rabid pit bull. There is no flaw in the methodology used by Berkeley's Center for Labor Research or any of the other outfits that have done similar studies. The problem is Walmart has other reasons for keeping wages so low, reasons that lie at the heart of its purely evil business plan. Several years ago, University of Chicago professor May Nye calculated that if Walmart raised the price of every item by just 1 cent, it could provide good health care for all employees. But it refuses to do so, despite the fact that a penny here and there would have no effect on Walmart's price competitiveness. Walmart resists modest wage increases and decent health care for workers because it does not want its employees to think of their jobs as careers. Walmart, says Professor Nye, wants high turnover so people won't become attached to the company and make demands on it. In other words, Walmart's business plan deliberately creates conditions that encourage employees not to stick around for very long. Their corporate policy is to maintain a workplace that nobody would want to spend too big a chunk of their life in, much less depend on as an anchor for raising a family. Walmart's Arkansas-based executives know that once employees begin to see their jobs as careers, they get together with one another to talk about higher wages, health care, better working conditions, and, of course, forming a union. What Walmart wants is a workforce in which each individual perceives herself as a temporary employee who, with luck, will find a better job somewhere else. No need to organize with my fellow workers for the long haul. Soon I'll be out of here. That's why it will take massive, unrelenting political pressure, people power, to force Walmart to change its ways. Walmart's business plan is not about a few pennies at the cash register. Their goal is to create a corporate environment in which there are only throwaway workers, throwaway national economies, a disposable, throwaway world. For Black Agenda Radio, I'm Glenn Ford.
Visit www.blackagendareport.com for more information.